Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the weekly astrological energies from March 17th until March 24th. We have some lovely energies unfolding over this next week. We have a significant energetic shift as the sun moves into Aries, which is known as the equinox, and we begin a whole new energy cycle as the spiral continues up and we keep growing, expanding, and learning. So over this next week, we're going to see some lovely connections between the planets. And this is, of course, the general energies, and how you experience it will be unique to you. But overall, there's a sense of flow. There's a sense of movement. You could even be feeling that, especially as we exit Pisces season, where we've had to surrender. We've had to move through some big emotions, some big release. Perhaps if you've been feeling extra emotional, extra sensitive, there have been big things happening for you in all these different dimensions. Over the next week, there's going to be some flows that come in. Where you have allowed a void to happen in your life, you could feel the energy come in that supports you moving forward. There could be a sense of something new is blossoming, something new is showing up. Perhaps it's just within yourself. You're feeling different. You're feeling revived. Like there's things that have shifted within you, and there could be this new desire for life. There could be a new sense of possibility, and there could be something within you that is willing to take a risk, willing to open up, try something new, or try something differently. So we're going to talk about these energies here as we move through the middle of March. As always, I hope that there's at least one message that resonates with you and supports you. And I hope that this is also showing you the bigger picture of this grand journey that we're on. Because when we talk about astrology, we're looking at the cosmic weather. We're looking at all these things that are happening around us and yet interacting with us at the same time. The energies that we feel and sense, and that also support us in understanding more of who we are. So over the next few days, we have the sun in Pisces ending its journey around the zodiac, moving through the last 4 degrees of Pisces. And this can even be felt as a sense of calm. There can be an ease, and it can feel quiet. It can feel like a lot has cleared out, a lot has left. There's things that maybe you can't quite see yet, but you sense that they're on its way. There is a softness when the sun is completing its journey in Pisces. It's also a good time to be very soft and gentle with ourselves, to be compassionate with ourselves, to where we are learning and that we're always learning. There can be a sense of where you need to be easier on yourself, more forgiving, more allowing, more accepting. These are some of the higher octaves of Pisces. And as the sun completes its time in Pisces, and we feel a wandering, you could kind of just feel like you're untethered and you're floating and you don't know what is coming up next. But this is where I feel like there can be a deep calm in our energy systems, where you intentionally breathe deeper. You intentionally surrender. And this can even be as simple as noticing where you're holding tension in your body. It's like, are your hands grasping at something? Are you holding onto your phone too tightly? Are you holding onto the computer mouse too tightly? Where can you relax the physical body? There can be tension that we hold in our gut, even, or in our shoulders, in our necks, in our jaws. There's something about just letting go, just releasing, relaxing it all so that the flows of life can continue to work through us, and that we can trust in those flows. We can trust in the energies. And this also supports our ability to trust in ourselves. Trusting in ourselves is an ongoing area of development, similar to going to the gym and working out on certain machines or doing certain exercises. You have to practice. You have to give it that go, give it that attention, and allow yourself to experience it, because it is an experience of trusting ourselves. And that can come up through so many different ways. What I've observed and have found to be true is that the trust comes through our intuition, our emotions, and our energy, more so than the mind, because the mind is where we create stories and we take in information. It's where we can have doubts and questions, where we're reasoning and using our logic, which is all needed, all useful, and very beautiful. We're very lucky to have our brains. But this energy of trust will come through other parts of your energy. It'll come through your body, almost like you feel you have to move, like you just feel like a restlessness or a sense of I've got to go on a walk, or I've got to hit the treadmill, I've got to dance, I've got to do something. That is trusting your body, trusting what is moving through you. Trusting your emotions is when the energy just comes through and you're just feeling something in a very big way. You're feeling that happiness, you're feeling inspired, maybe you're feeling sadness, or you're feeling tears and you don't know why. And that's when the mind can pop in and try to give an understanding or an explanation, where we can overthink it. But when we trust our feelings, we just allow those feelings to express themselves, allow the feelings to move through you. Trusting our intuition is the same, where we just trust what we're sensing, trust what we're feeling, the messages we're receiving, even if we don't logically understand it or have all the specifics or details. It's just that ability to trust yourself, to trust what you're sensing, even when it's not fully clear yet. These are all practices for us to regularly engage in and to honor as part of our journey into multisensory and also the multidimensional aspects of being human. In fact, the multidimensional energies are increasing as we have more energies coming through that support our consciousness and our evolution. The multidimensional energies are supported by this Jupiter in Aquarius, as well as Saturn in Aquarius. The energies in Pisces have been also opening us up into other realms, into new dimensions and places to access energy. And then as we move into Aries season, we're able to really look at who you are now based on what you have moved through, what you have shifted, and how you have learned through your own journey. And that Aries energy brings us back to self, brings us back to our body and our gut instincts, brings us back to a passion or a desire, something that we want to initiate, or a new part of ourselves that we're ready to fully embrace and own. The multidimensional energies can show up when you are sensing energies beyond the physical, such as when you feel like you're in conversation with someone who isn't physically present, or you just feel their energy, you feel their emotions, or you feel a connection to them. You could also feel like you're connecting with them in other realms. You know, you're hanging out together in some other place. This can be very alive in your dreams. The multidimensional energies are also where we open up to new guidance, to new support from the universe. And this is one of the big themes over this next week, is that if you want to, if it's your intention and if it's something that you're interested in, you can open up to higher guidance, to more energies that will support you in showing you what's best for you next. And this can be, again, through your intuition, through your third eye, through your crown chakra. This could be through your body, your physical senses. There's so many ways that energies communicate with us, but this could be that you're feeling a new guide coming forward, whether that is an energy that you would identify as an angel, a spirit guide, an entity, perhaps it's a galactic guide. You could feel that right now. The energy is really strong in these openings for new guidance systems. Again, it feels very encouraging and very supportive. If that's something you want, you can ask it, you can request it and put it out there that you're ready for the next level of guidance. Now, in order for the guidance to come through and be beneficial, we have to trust it. And one of the ways that I have always trusted my guidance is that it has a different energy signature or energy vibration. Some guides will speak to me in a different language, almost like their word choice is very different than another guide's. Their energy feels different. There's different visuals or different colors. So you may have to play around with this to see what it is for you. But I feel new support coming through and it feels very invigorating. Now, on March 17th, we have Mars in Gemini, sextiling Chiron in Aries at 7 degrees. This supports our sense of confidence and what we want to go towards next. Perhaps ideas you put into action, something that you were waiting on timing for. You might feel over this next week that it's time for something. You're ready, like you really feel that surge of energy come through. On March 18th, we have Venus in Pisces, sextiling Pluto in Capricorn at 26 degrees. And this is the energy of determination for what you desire. There's something that maybe has been exfoliated from your experience, a lower level of self-worth, like something that was holding you back, something that you weren't quite ready to embrace or claim. This is a week where you could feel that energy really be embedded in yourself, a sense of, I want this, I can have this, I'm ready for this, because it feels like a graduation up into a higher sense of self that is very loving, very kind, and very much about a new understanding of how loved you are. That we're loved beyond measure. We're loved abundantly. It's a limitless love. It's like there's so many ways to connect and feel love, but we can limit it. We can shut it down. We can block it. We can resist it. We can do all these crazy things with our silly human selves that basically shut down those flows. And I'm feeling this huge opening of the heart chakra. I'm feeling this huge opening of the crown chakra. It's sort of like this energy is gushing through to give us a reminder of what it means to feel fully accepted by the universe, spirit, God, source. But also, it feels like there are times in our lives when we really need this reminder. So if you've been going through a hard patch, if things have been really heavy and tough, if you felt very lost, overwhelmed, there's been things that have been too much, you've been confused, you've made mistakes, almost like this energy can help wash it away with a sense of acceptance, a sense of forgiveness, there's compassion, there's healing here. I mean, there's an energy, it has like this vibration of a pinnacle of high vibrating love. And I'm just seeing it at the top of a pyramid, sort of like the highest point of love. And how much of that do we allow into our space? What does that really feel like? So you could do this as a visual, as an image of, this is what is coming in for me. This is what's coming down for me. You can ask for support in receiving it, because that's another part of this energetic exchange is the ability to be receptive. Because if you're not receptive and you aren't able to take it in, it will just float away. You know, it won't really be embedded or recalibrated into your energy space. This feels like high vibrating divine feminine love, very much from a higher frequency where there's no attachment to a particular being, meaning it just has an essence to it. It's really pure. It's really soft, loving, safe. It can also feel rare, like it's something that is new to you or that you're engaging with for the first time. Although I feel like for many people, it feels very familiar. It's engaging with it again. It's almost like, oh, I remember this, or oh, I've been so far away from this feeling, but I feel it rising in me. So really beautiful energies are coming through right now. And the more that we can just be in the flow and allow it and receive it, the more we're going to feel supported. And I also feel like there's this replenishment coming in. What has been removed? What has been taken away? You know, we've been talking about the void and how when we clear out things, whether we clear it out from our heart, from our lives, from our world, any part of our experience, when we clear it out, there's a void, and here comes some new energy to apply higher levels of understanding, perhaps some new perspectives, but also to remind you of how supported we are after loss, after big changes, after big healing experiences. It's like we can have these big waves that we move through and we're so in it, right? You're just in the feelings, you're in the experience, you're trying to make it through day by day, if not hour by hour. And then these energies can come through and remind us that we're not alone. That spirit is always traveling with us. Your soul is always traveling with you. Your higher self is always traveling with you. But how often are you reaching out to partner, to engage, or to ask for that support as needed? So as we end Pisces season and move in to Aries season, be very conscious of what you're traveling with, of what you're taking with you, of what you are further engaging with, because that could also be exactly what you need for this new fresh start that's beginning. So the sun will officially reach 0 degrees of Aries on March 20th at 5:37 a.m. That's Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And that 0 degree point of Aries is the point of fresh creation. It is a burst of energy that comes through that is all potentials. It's where we're forming something. It's coming into existence. It's creating that spark of life. And then what we do with that, how we carry that forward, what we do next is up to us. So as the sun moves into Aries, this new spark of existence comes through that energizes us. It's inspiring and motivating. It also can bring us back into ourselves, back into our truth, and to give us a courage to be ourselves, to keep being ourselves, and to notice how we show up in the world. So we have this new Aries energy coming in, and it's going to reignite something in you. On March 21st, we have Venus entering Aries as well. And this is when we'll start to see the Sun in Aries and Venus in Aries line up and travel together. They will actually have their exact conjunction on March 25th through about the 30th or so of March. And this is the Venus star point energies that we've been talking about. So over this next week, they are going to start being felt. And this could be that something strengthens in your heart space. Something comes alive again. Maybe it was dead or dormant or blocked, but the heart energy really starts to have a new fire to it. And it has a new desire for new experiences. So this energy will be picking up over the next week, and it will be gaining more strength throughout the last weeks of March. So be aware of that. See what comes through that brings you new life, that lights you up, that has a sense of possibility and excitement to it. This energy is meant to inspire us to keep going. It reminds us that life keeps living, that we're able to keep going forward and to keep making something new out of whatever we've been through, whatever we've experienced. So the Aries energy supports us in that. Also on March 21st is when that Mars in Gemini is going to make an exact trine to Saturn in Aquarius at 10 degrees. Mars in Gemini is all about our local environments, and hopefully this is the case, is that more things start opening up in your local world, in your local environment, so that you can get back out into the world. Saturn is about the rules, the regulations, the restrictions, and there's an energy here of what is acceptable, what is a good commitment, what is the responsible choice, the responsible decision. So this could be a really good time to get clear on what you want and where you're going, what you want to apply your energy towards. And also on March 21st, we're going to have Mercury in Pisces sextiling Uranus in Taurus at 8 degrees. Also very supportive for what you're drawn to, what you've been thinking about, how to apply it, how to put it into motion, and anything that's ready for change, anything that's shifting, anything that's ready to be looked at in a new way. Overall, very exciting developments here. The energy picks up as we move into Aries season. The personal planets are invigorated. When the personal planets are interacting with the outer planets, there is an energy here of expansion, of understanding something from a higher perspective and of being able to see new possibilities. Now, a few days later, on March 23rd, we are going to see that Mercury in Pisces have a little bit of a conflict with Mars in Gemini. So you'd want to watch your words on March 23rd. You could be frustrated. Something could fall through. There might be a reversal of plans. When Mercury is in Pisces, we can be more forgetful of what we said. We can lose track of the details. You can show up to an appointment late. You could forget there was an appointment at all. So there's something here where this day has a sense of it's not quite reliable. So again, that's March 23rd. And there could be an energy of change, of adjustments, of again, things shifting in their tracks. And that can cause frustration. You could be annoyed and agitated. So just be mindful of that. But overall, the energies that are coming through here are asking us to honor our own authentic self, to honor what is new within us and what we're ready to give birth to, what we're ready to courageously open up to. And I feel like these openings are related to the heart and are related to root chakra energies that have limited us, where we haven't felt fully safe to be ourselves, to be all of ourselves. And this is an ongoing journey because we learn about ourselves throughout life. And you could look back and look at who you were when you were 10 years old, when you were 19, when you were 34, etc., and you would have a different self-definition. There would be a different part of yourself that you embodied, that you knew and you understood. At this time, in this energy cycle, there are openings into new parts of ourselves that I don't feel we've touched on for many, many lifetimes, if ever. Meaning the energy is so new and so fresh that it's opening up new parts of ourselves that we didn't know were there, that we didn't feel safe to express or feel, that we weren't sure how to experience it. And this is a cycle that's opening you up to even more energy in your soul's energy field. And it's probably been energy that's been out there, like really far away, but it's slowly been coming in. It's been moving closer as you've cleared out certain things in your life or you've opened up to even more of yourself. It allows this new energy to come in. And I feel this unfolding throughout this period in March into April, where the new fresh energies are coming forward. And again, they feel new at a soul level. They feel like they haven't been, I'm seeing harnessed. They haven't been harnessed because they are of a higher frequency. So essentially, our human selves and our own consciousness hasn't been able to connect with these parts of our soul's frequency because we weren't ready, we weren't at the right energy level. There was just like this sense of it didn't quite fully land. I feel this opening up now and it feels really beautiful. It could also feel really healing, as we've been talking about with the Venus star point energies, where you could feel a healing energy come through. And this could be in a person. This could be in yourself. This could be in something that you're working on with your body or your emotional self. It's very much about how we can embrace some higher vibrating energies that are deeply supportive and healing us at this time. But the image I'm getting is that the healing comes through the vulnerabilities. And this is the Chiron energy of what's been cracked open, or maybe it's felt like it's been sliced open or yanked open. I mean, it could be that it's felt really painful beyond your control, if you will. Something bigger than you has burst open a wound or a scar, or something has opened up that was more than you thought it was. I feel like what is coming through is more healing support, and it feels outside of us. It feels, again, like it's coming from faraway places, and it's bringing us a lot of comfort or calm. It's reminding you of your light, reminding you of your essence, reminding you that you're supported, reminding you that you're safe. Safe to be who you really are, safe to claim your gift. And I feel this professionally for many of you. I feel it as an energy of acceptance of what you're capable of, what you connect with, your ability to do something. I feel this energy is not related to the mind. And the image I was getting around this was that in previous lifetimes, we had a more simple existence where it was really clear what we needed to do, whether that was clear in terms of family roles or gender roles. It was clear in terms of the culture or the community that you were experiencing. It was very defined. And it could be that now, as we open up to more of our senses, we're getting so much more information and stimuli, and there's so many more options and choices and things to do and things to choose. And I was getting this image of when we had these simpler experiences and simpler existences, that our minds were at a different place developmentally. The brain was processing information differently than it is now. And so we had an understanding of what to do, where to go, what was expected, all of that. But as we've moved through different timelines on the planet, as we've raised our consciousness around ourselves and energy and what we're able to experience, the brain has definitely grown and expanded. The brain has certainly evolved in big ways, but it's still a bit slower in putting together all the pieces. And so this shows up when we overthink, or when we're trying to be too logical, or we're looking for specific reasoning. It's like the brain takes a little bit longer, if not a lot longer, to understand everything. And so now we're living in a time period with so many energetics, so many frequencies and different levels of consciousness, that it's a different experience of ourselves and of our brains. And this goes back to what I was saying at the beginning of this podcast about how we're able to then trust what is outside of our minds, how we trust our body, how we trust our emotions, we trust our intuition, we trust our guidance, how we open up to more things we can trust and not simply rely on the brain or the mind's capabilities for everything, which could be a safety mechanism or a security zone that's also been very reliable for many lifetimes. So I hope this is making sense as the information is coming in, because part of my channeling is I don't think, I just have the information come through and flow with it and trust it. And so what's coming through is how, as we expand into these new areas of awareness of ourselves, we are learning how to use our mind in a different way and more of perhaps a supportive capacity, where yes, we're supposed to be thinking and to stay smart and to stay aware, but to not let that be the only area of expertise. The expertise can be in our intuition and in the body. So as we're embarking on this new chapter of energy, the support is there for trusting more of ourselves and to not be limited by the mind, to not overthink, overprocess, to perhaps watch where the doubt comes from or the questioning, to be mindful of what comes up in terms of stories, where the mind can replay old experiences. And part of this is looking at where you don't want to repeat something, where there could be a fear of a story happening again, or a fear of abandonment, a fear of rejection, a fear of alienation. Any kind of fear comes from the mind, comes from that mind's activation of what you've been through. And typically, the mind is just trying to prevent you from getting hurt again. It doesn't want you to experience something again. It doesn't want you to go through that or to repeat a situation. So the mind's energy can be from a place of love, where it wants to keep you safe from repetition or from a past harmful experience. But what is also coming through here is how you can honor those messages or at least hear them, but it doesn't stop you from growing or doing something new or starting something new, because so much of this energy is moving us forward. And it's a gift. We're ready. It's part of the divine timing of it all, is that there's things that are showing up and coming through. There's things that are opening that you're ready for. And to look at where you might feel or sense the mind's energy slowing it down, creating doubt, creating a story, etc., right? All the things that our brains are capable of. And to know that your other energy fields are now stronger. That's what it feels like. It feels like we've been through enough and we've been developing enough of these various muscles that we're stronger all around. And to use that as part of your discernment, as part of honoring that you're not the same person you were even a year ago. And so if you're having these stories come up or things coming in, you know, look at, okay, well, where did this originate? You know, what was this about? Was this about 2 years ago? Was this about 2 months ago? You know, where is this information coming from? Because what I'm feeling is that it's okay to listen to a story. It's okay to, you know, go to story time and listen to a story and understand what it's about. But that doesn't mean it's going to recreate itself, because now you're at a different level of consciousness. Now you're at a different place of awareness, and we have these new energies coming through that are supporting us moving forward. So it just feels like there's a lot of momentum. There is a lot of momentum for what is next and what is on the horizon. And to trust that, even if you don't fully understand it, trust it in yourself, trust it in what you're feeling, and just stay aware of the messages that are coming through that are questioning or doubting or, again, creating something from the past. It feels like a lot of past energies have disconnected and detached. I'm seeing the unhooking, like unhooking a carabiner or unhooking something that was connected, and it's moving away. It's disengaged now. And it could be that it served its purpose. It showed you what it needed to show you. You learned some lessons. You understood what was happening in your life. But it feels like there's a lot that's detaching. And part of this, which is really interesting, because now I'm getting the image of an astronaut that has basically detached from a space shuttle or even from the International Space Station. It can feel like you're just floating, like there's no grounding, like there isn't anything that you're then attached to. But this is a huge experience of openness. This is a huge opportunity to be very clear in what you want to then call into your space and connect to. And I'm seeing this as a five-pointed star, which then, it's the Venus star point, which is a five-pointed star. Okay, so there's this energy of magnetizing in. What are you magnetizing in based on this new sense of self, the strength in who you are, the courage to be who you are, and how does it relate to five areas of life? Because what I'm seeing is that five-pointed star, it's like a starfish. And a starfish that can be very connected and grounded to the earth. It's like very connected to a sense of stability. And I feel like the five is related to the five areas of life. Oftentimes, the number five is about change, about something shifting in your consciousness, shifting in your awareness, shifting in your life. And this also honors your ongoing evolution. Okay, so I know this has been some funny imagery here as we've moved around from an astronaut to a starfish and all over the place. But the general feel that I hope is supporting you or resonating with you is that we're at this new point of creation based on what we've been through, where the ability to manifest what is true for you is exceptionally strong. Now, it can show up in different timelines, in different speeds, in different ways, but there's something about this next week and even into April where when you are strong and stable in what matters to you now, when you have a stronger awareness of what you need in your life, like what really truly matters. And it's probably been through a lot of hard knocks. It's been through things that have ended and been heartbreaking and difficult, been through challenges and changes. There's an energy here of what are you declaring is your truth, and how are you continuing to fortify that so that you will see it show up in your life. I mean, this is very much about what you're ready to manifest next and where you're honoring your own power. It feels like a strength that you cannot compromise, but I feel like it's an internal compromise. Like you can't compromise yourself. You can't maybe dilute something. You can't hold back what you're really passionate about or what you really truly want. It's really the strength of what matters to you in your life. And that Venus energy is what we value, what we want, what we want to experience, what we want to receive, what's in our heart. And all of that is really strong right now. And it could be beneficial to make a list of 5 things that you're really drawn to at this time, 5 things that you really want to manifest. It could be that you make a list longer than that of what you want your next chapter to involve, what you're ready for, what you know would be good for you. And I feel this is also important, is to insert these loving mantras and affirmations that remind you that you're worthy of this. And it could be that you're ready for that next partnership or that next love relationship because of how much you've grown, how much you've understood about yourself, and you're ready for what that means in terms of the next areas of growth or the next things that you want to share with somebody. And this could be also reminding yourself that I know I'm worthy of this. I know that there's someone out there who would deeply connect with me in this way. This could also relate to a career path or something in your professional world where you've come so far, you've understood a lot, but you're also maybe kind of bored or you're done with something, it no longer interests you, and you're ready to open up to that dream job, to what really excites you and motivates you. And remind yourself that if you feel that calling towards something, it's because there's energy on the other side that matches it. So every time we feel we want something or we have something in mind or there's something we're ready for, it's because there is an energetic match for it. It's out there. It's available. It's possible. And when we put ourselves into that alignment with that frequency, then we're really going to see the manifestation and see the connection points. So whatever you're called to do, again, going back to the professional energy, there is something that's calling you, whether that is an actual job or title or something that you're ready to create for yourself, something you want to go for. This is where it's time because you know you're worth it. You know your life is worth it. And you could remind yourself of that by saying, I'm ready for this because I know I want to experience this in my life. I will be able to figure it out as I go. Even the things I don't know, even the doubts or the fears that I have, I trust I will be supported through it. I trust the answers will show up. I trust it will be clear. And I know that I'm worthy of this. This would be good for me. This would be good for my heart. This would be good for my life experience. This would be good for my sense of self. So these would all be really good messages and affirmations to remind yourself of as we move into Aries season, as we move through some very potent energy that opens our hearts and expands our sense of self, that opens us up to even more of our soul's energies and what we're here to experience, that it is a new chapter. There is new energies rising up on the horizon. And when you are open to that, that's when you're going to really see these changes occur. So continue to trust whatever you're moving through at this time, whatever is coming up for you, but know that this is a time of newness and fresh energy that we actually haven't felt in a really long time. So it may also bring up how you adapt, how you move through changes, the pace that's right for you, how you integrate yourself into these new energies. All of that could come up as well as part of your process. But just know that, again, this feels very loving, very supportive, very much about honoring how far you've come and also honoring the dreams that you want to create and experience next. I hope this resonates with you or feels energetically correct for you. I hope you're also feeling these energies as they come in and that there are parts of yourself that are now open to these new experiences and these new understandings of who you are. We have a powerful Libra full moon coming up towards the end of March, March 27th, 28th. So please check out that video I have for you on YouTube that discusses more about these energies and what's coming through. And then you also might want to listen to the Venus star point in Aries energies, some more of what's transforming in us, as well as what is birthing through us at this time. During this Aries season, we're also now going to have the support of Saturn in Aquarius and Jupiter in Aquarius. Whereas last year, when they were both in Capricorn, there was a little bit of a tougher energy. But now that they're in Aquarius, they support this forward energy, what we're creating, and how we're really living our lives in the most authentic way. So I hope this has given you some good things to think about. I hope this resonates. I hope it's been beneficial, as well as confirming of what you may be experiencing in your own life at this time. As always, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time, energy, and presence. And I hope that you are experiencing beautiful awakenings in yourself at this time. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online. I am also the author of 10 books, and many of them are audiobooks. You can find out more about those offerings over at consciouscoolchic.com. And I also hope that if you're looking for ways to know yourself through astrology, you'll check out some of my astrology courses and programs that help you understand your own chart even more. And you can find those below this podcast or over at mollymccord.online. I will connect with you soon. I'm on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. And in the meantime, I wish you a beautiful journey as we close out Pisces season and embark on Aries season. I will see you back here every Monday and Wednesday, and have a beautiful day ahead.